Be speaking with you there, thanks. Enjoyed the Keystone. We'll talk to you here hopefully after the net. N4ROQ.
All right, buddy. We'll catch you later. WA4RB in Central Florida.
SK4EBV. I'll stand by for your net.
Thank you very much. N4ROQ.
Larry, I got you on the list. N4ROQ, KHLY.
Thank you, Bob. That'll be fine. I appreciate it.
Roger, roger.
Yeah, put me on the list there. Check me in and out. WA4RB.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Romeo Bravo. Is that it?
Yeah, check me in and out.
Alrighty, I'll show you on there. Thank you, thank you.
I'll be right back, Bob. I'll go ahead and get your check-ins, and I'll be ready in for it.
Alrighty, Larry. I will be doing that. This is KAHJOY for the Real Liberty Net. Looking for CQCQ, looking for check-ins. Over.
KO4FE.
Mr. Williams, good evening. How are you, sir?
Well, actually, doing pretty good. I'm looking at the temperature cooling down. It's down to 39.9 outside. It did get higher. Actually, if I'd known it was going to get into the low 60s, I would have planned some work, but it kind of snuck up on me. About 5 o'clock, I looked over at the thermometer, and it was 62, and I thought, damn, I ain't got enough time to get out there and do what I needed to do. And if I'd have known it was going to get that nice because the sun came out, I would have taken care of a couple little projects. So hopefully it'll hold together tomorrow and I'll be able to get this stuff done. But anyway, outside of that, not a whole lot going on. Made it, ran a few errands, but that's about it. So anyway, the band seems to be holding up, getting good signals from down in Florida. Maybe Russ will clock in. KK4WX, but anyway, I'll let you get back to taking check-ins, Bob. KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
All righty, Bill, thank you for jumping in there. Yeah, we got to 66 here in the state of Ohio, so it's not supposed to rain until Wednesday or Thursday, so that'll be great. So let me continue, and I'll be back to you. So CQCQ, this is KAHJOY for the Liberty Net.
It ain't KOQ.
Could I get that phonetically, please?
November 18, Lima, Quebec, Jim.
Hello there. Let me type you in, sir. All righty, Jim. I've got you down. I've got you as number 5. Let me see who I have else here. CQ, CQ, looking for check-ins for the Real Liberty Net.
November 3, Whiskey, Zulu, Sierra, Mark.
Whiskey 3, I think you said Whiskey, Zulu, Sierra?
It's November. November 3, Whiskey, Zulu, Sierra.
All righty, my mistake, thank you. I heard another station out in the distance. Go ahead again.
November 8, Kilo, Lima, Quebec, NAKOQ, Jim.
Yes, I did. I got November 8, Kilo, Lima, Quebec. Thank you, thank you. You would be number, you'll be number 5.
Kilo, November 4, Mike Papa Victor, Terry Mervis, Brook, Tennessee.
Kilo, November 4, and the rest of it, please.
Mike, Papa, Victor, Terry, and Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Mike Papa Victor, Harriet, Murfreesboro, QSL.
QSL, let me type that in.
Thank you, sir. Send me three.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Romeo, Jesse in Woodbury, Tennessee.
Alrighty, excuse me, that Kilo 4, could I have that again, please?
Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Romeo, Jingle Bell Rock, Woodbury, Tennessee.
Alrighty, sir, let me type that in, too. I'm caught up. CQ, CQ, looking for additional check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so let me open the door. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974. Founded by Mr. Victor, W1, WCR. This is the area net, not the pyrite net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the great, the real Liberty Net. I'll open the door by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So I'm just going to open up real quick with a short article. It is about, we all know about Rush Limbaugh's death, which is very tragic. He was truly a good American, and he really spoke up for the conservative attitude in this nation. Don Bengio to launch a new radio show on a different network shoots to fill Rush Limbaugh's time slot. Well, Dan Bengio's new radio show will run in the same time slot as Rush Limbaugh's well-known afternoon program, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will not replace Limbaugh's program, which runs through Premier Network. Bengio's show will run through Westwood One, a competitor of Premier, which hasn't yet announced plans for Limbaugh's program. We've updated this story to reflect the details. Locally, they are still playing Rush Limbaugh's excerpts. I believe they're calling it the best of Rush Limbaugh. So I have not heard Dan's show yet. We hear Westwood One late at night on the local AM stations. So it'll be interesting to see, but we all know it'll be impossible to replace Mr. Limbaugh. He was definitely great. With that being said, I'm going to say good evening to Miss Laura and Mr. Marty, and to JTT and N2IRJ, our net manager. They are listening. They don't have the means to talk, so they are listening. And I'm going to go right down to Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. Good evening, Larry. This is KAJOY.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Hey. I hope you're doing okay. Sounds like you might have a little bit of a throat, maybe a sore throat or something tonight. I hope you're okay. All right, regarding, I just got picked up USA Today. I'll talk about a few things here in it. It says, Putin calls out ills of U.S. society. This is a Russian president from Moscow. President Vladimir Putin responded Thursday to U.S. President Joe Biden's description of the Russian leader as a killer by citing America's past and present troubles, from slavery and the slaughter of Native Americans to racial injustice. I don't know why Biden's talking about all this kind of stuff. I think he's just trying to get in a war, I guess.
Biden was asked this week whether he thought Putin was a killer, and he replied, "I do." A remark that prompted Russia to recall its ambassador in Washington for consultations and warn about further retaliation. Biden has taken a tough stance on Russia, saying that the days of the U.S. rolling over to Putin are done, contrasting his style with the approach of former President Donald Trump, who avoided direct confrontation. Putin was asked about Biden's comment during a video call marking the anniversary of Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea, and he responded with, "It takes one to know one," style remark. That is all good at. It takes one to know one. Putin pointed at the U.S. atomic bombing of Japan during World War II, as well as the history of slavery and slaughtering Native Americans, noting the painful legacies weighing on the United States. "Otherwise, where would the Black Lives Matter movement come from?" he said, citing racial injustice and the killing of African Americans. Looks like this Chauvin jury, this is the officer, this George Floyd deal. They've given this family, it looks like, $27 million now, settlement to the Floyd family. Comes from Minneapolis here on USA Today. Concern appears to be fading that a $27 million settlement for George Floyd's family will derail the trial of a former police officer accused in his death, with most potential jurors saying they avoided news of the settlement. Two new jurors seated late Wednesday, 200 jurors seated before news of the settlement broke last week, were dismissed Wednesday after being requested by Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill, but five others were re-questioned, I'm sorry about that, after being re-questioned by Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill, but five others were retained, and the two were added later. Now, what's this $27 million for? It's just to cause more... Let me tell you what it's going to cause. Now, and everybody knows it's going to cause more rioting when someone is refusing to get in a police car. This guy backed out, says, "I'm claustrophobic, I can't get in a police car," and fought the police officers. And that's the reason he was down on the ground trying to hold him down. So this guy had a lot of different drugs in his system, all kinds of stuff, and most likely died from the overdoses from all that stuff. And so people, you know, that was in the official autopsy that they came out with, and it's not really made too much of the news. But that's what really happened. This guy was off in the head. Now, he wouldn't get in the police car, said he was claustrophobic, and fought the police officers. So this George Floyd is if you read up on him a little bit, Google him, and find all about, there's a video that's out too that shows exactly what happened. It shows him backing out, and they were trying to ease him in the police car. He started hollering, "I'm claustrophobic, I can't go in, I need to back out," and he fought him and got outside, and that's the reason he was down on the ground. The police officer Chauvin, and the others around, and he was trying to hold him down. Okay, let's see if we've got anything else. At this time, I'm going to pass it on. Quite a few in there, Bob, and I've got some more information. I'll be coming up with some more stuff on the next round. So, KA8JOR from N4ROQ, back to Matt.
Alrighty, Larry, thank you. N4ROQ, KHOI. And I'm not sick. Last weekend I missed the net, of course. It was the celebration for my United States Marine son that lost his life in Afghanistan. And I have to tell you, I only had two beers. One Jack Daniel's shot, one Jack Honey shot, and probably three fireball shots. But for some reason, after we have that event and I do a little bit of alcohol, I end up with laryngitis and I don't know why. But I'm feeling fine. I'm just squeaky, so I'm sorry I'm squeaky. But thank you for your concern, and I have to say that KN4ZES made the same comment about my voice. I appreciate it. Let me go to Roy in Florida. Whiskey Alpha 4 Romeo Bravo. Sir, I'm passing it on to you. What do you have to say? Over. Nothing heard, so let me go to Pennsylvania to Mr. Bill. KO4FE. KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. That's the true Liberty Net, not the the pirate net. You know, I did see a story now that the name of George Floyd came up, and it's interesting because it told about how I should have brought it up here this evening, but I forgot about it. I didn't think about this article until I started talking about it. But anyway, the article brought out the fact that George Floyd, back in, I think it was 2018, had been arrested and for something. I can't remember the charge at the time, but what happened was he swallowed his drugs and ended up having a stroke and passing out and had to be taken to the hospital. And, you know, this case sounds suspiciously like that, because they did find fentanyl in his system. And, you know, he was arrested, and they had a hell of a time dealing with him. He could have swallowed some dope. I don't know. I'm not saying he did. But I'm saying that's what he'd done that in the past and ended up having a stroke, passing out, have an ambulance call. So who knows? It may turn out that he did it again, but this time, instead of just having a stroke, he ended up dying. Who knows? But anyway, getting on to this other big story that's in the news 24/7 is this Asian stuff with that basically brothel shootings. I mean, that's what they were. Anyway, they keep blaming white people, white supremacy, and I mean, this guy who shot up these brothels, I mean, keep in mind, two of the people that he shot were white, and apparently he frequented these massage parlors for sex. There's been witnesses that have testified to that, and they asked him, well, is it because you got a fetish for Asian women? He basically replied, no, it's just that they're convenient. Well, apparently he had a lot of problems with that, and, you know, I guess he couldn't control himself, and so he went in and killed a bunch of prostitutes, and then I think there was a Mexican woman or some kind of Hispanic woman who was shot, and she just happened to be walking by the place. She had nothing whatsoever to do with the massage parlor or anything. She was just a total innocent bystander. I think she's alive. She's in the hospital. She didn't get killed, but she did get shot. But anyway, so the media's been running with this. That's blaming it all on white people, white supremacy, blaming it on Trump, blaming it on the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus. I don't know where they come up with this stuff. I haven't heard of anybody bad-mouthing the Asians in this country over that damn virus. People are pissed off about the Chinese, but I mean, obviously the Asian, I don't go get mad at the local Chinese restaurant. They don't have anything to do with it, but the media's been running with this story that, you know, white people are going around just killing Asians, which is a total lie. It's like they talk about how cops are just running around gunning down innocent blacks. It's even worse than that, and I'll get into that when I start going through this article. But you know, I'm getting sick. Me personally, as a white person, I'm getting tired of being blamed for all this stuff. This is just nonsense. White people blame for every damn thing that happens in this country. Well, anyway, let me get into this article. This is Zero Hedge. A little bit of truth here. What FBI stats really reveal about Asian hate crimes. It says FBI crime statistics debunk the media's narrative that white people represent the biggest violent crime threat to Asians, with figures showing whites significantly underrepresented in crime stats compared to their per capita population. Since the killing of six Asian women who worked in massage parlors in Atlanta, the media has amplified the false narrative that so-called white supremacy is to blame. They hyped this explanation despite the fact that the attack had nothing whatsoever to do with race, and despite two white women also being killed during the shooting. Despite admitting the attack had no race motive, CNN still blamed it on white nationalism and domestic extremism. In an article titled "White Supremacy and Hate Are Still Haunting White Asian Americans," I don't see white people doing any committing any racial crimes against Asians. This guy here was obviously had mental problems. Once again, it wasn't a racial attack. It had absolutely nothing to do with race. Anyway, continuing, it said, however, the official crime stats show that white people are significantly underrepresented in terms of the violent crime threat they pose to Asians. As the Washington Examiner highlights, citing FBI statistics, whereas whites comprise 62% of the population, they committed 24% of crimes against Asians in 2018. In comparison, blacks, who comprise 13% of the population, committed 27.5% of all violent crimes against Asian Americans in 2018. So clearly, white people do not represent the biggest crime threat to Asian Americans, neither in proportions or even in raw statistics. The figures once again underscore how the media has convinced them. Has contrived another historical moral panic in order to bolster what can no longer be seen as anything other than institutional racism and hatred towards white people. And I've been saying this for a while, and it's true. I mean, every time you turn around. And now they're even, you know, I've seen some of these videos of elderly Asians, whether they be Chinese or what have you, being attacked and killed on the street. In every case I've seen, it's been that's at least on video, it's been a black person that did it. This nutball here is really the first case I've seen where was a white person that did it, and even the police said there's no evidence of any racial motivation. It was this guy's sex addiction or something. It could have been any brothel. He wasn't specifically. He went to that brothel because that's one that he frequented. All right, well, anyway, getting further on with this anti-whiteness, here's another article. This is written by a black writer, and his title to his article, he says, "Whiteness is a pandemic." He says, whiteness is a public health crisis. He says it shortens life expectations, it pollutes air, it constricts equilibrium. I don't know what that means. It devastates forests. It melts ice caps. It sparks and funds wars. It flattens dialects. I don't know what he means by that. It infests consciousness, and it kills people. White people and people who are not white. My mom included. there will be people who die in 2050 because of white supremacy-induced decisions from 1850. A line can and should be drawn from the actions of the white supremacists who walked into three. There's no evidence that these people don't care about facts. Anyway, he says a line can and should be drawn from the actions of the white supremacists who walked into three Atlanta area massage parlors yesterday and allegedly killed eight people, six of whom were Asian descent. To the relentless, he's calling it relentless, anti-Asian rhetoric polluting the national discourse over the past year. This guy was not a white supremacist. If anybody's talking about polluting the national discourse, it's this anti-white stuff. It never stops. It's everywhere you look. So anyway, he continues, white supremacy is a virus. Like other viruses, will not die until there are no bodies left for it to infect, which means the only way to stop it is to locate it, isolate it, and kill it. I guess a vaccine could work, too, but we've had 400 years to develop one, so I won't hold my breath. So anyway, you know, basically the left thinks they're clever, they use these terms whiteness, white supremacy, get rid of it, killing it, exterminate. They're talking about getting rid of white people. I mean, this rhetoric, this slight twisting of the rhetoric doesn't fool anyone, because if I change this around to read any other race, talking about blackness or black supremacy or anything like that, then people would know this is bad for black people. Well, I'm not using that type of rhetoric, but when you talk about whiteness, they're talking about getting rid of white people. That's what this guy was talking about here. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, True Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. KO4FE, KHOI. It is getting very tiresome. The white man is blamed for everything. Let's call it what it is. This pervert was evil, and he wanted to take vengeance on women that he believed were prostitutes. It had nothing to do with race. It was just evil. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, apparently, from the article I read, said he went to these brothels all the time. He was a sex addict.
So it's really his problem and not theirs, but they're going to try to make it ours. Thank you, Bill. That's good. I appreciate it. NKKO4FEKHOI. Let me go down to Jim from West Virginia. November 8th, Kilo. Mr. Jim, what do you have to say? Over. NAKLM, KHOI. It's up to you.
He's talking, Bob.
Done,
Bob.
All right. Did you hear what he had said? Because I heard nothing here. Over.
I heard him, but I don't remember exactly. I was doing something else there. Do you have any more comments, sir? I'll relay for Bob there. Any more comments? Yes,
not,
sir, Bob.
Yeah,
just go ahead.
All righty. I think the band's getting a little ugly here all of a sudden, so thank you, Mr. Jim, NAKLM. I'm sorry I don't hear you over the noise floor. Let me go to Mr. Mark in Peeny Point, November 3, Whiskey, Zulu, Sierra. Mr. Mark, what do you have to say? Over.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Hope everybody's enjoying their Saturday night under the lights.
So, yeah, with these attack on the white folks, you have to know that's intentional. It's to drag your frequency down, it's to make you self-judgmental, but we all know that we're not going to tolerate that. We're going to look right beyond it. And we all know that there's an agenda there because we are quite powerful as individuals. They know that we are more powerful than they are. So, therefore, they will always do condescending, evil, notorious things in order to quell our energetic freedoms. So, in line with these things, something to consider about this mass shooting, the big picture about this mass shooting, is that this is the first mass shooting since this election took place. So that's number one. So mass shootings are back in. You know, we hadn't had any mass shootings while Trump was there. Now, you know, apparently we don't know what's up with Trump, but we do know that we've got some despicable characters that are supposedly leading this country, and suddenly we have a we have our first mass random shooting here, and none of it makes sense. You don't even know if it's true or not, to be honest with you. You don't know if it's true. Secondly, the George Floyd issue, as you know, he was friends and had worked with that cop that supposedly killed him. So there's something that's run awry there too. The stories don't add up. It's just a lie, that's all. And the $27 million, that'll be used to promote, you know, to pay the media off to promote more lies. Anyways, that's all I got. And N3WZS, and we'll turn it back over to Net Control. And by the way, Bob, where are you located exactly?
I am in Ohio. I am south of Cleveland and north of Akron in an area called Richfield, where 77 and Route 80 intersect. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm from a little town over there. My hometown is Piqua. That's Papa Indio Quebec Uniform Alpha, Piqua.
Well, I know of it, but I've never been through it. Over.
Yeah, roger that. It's just a dot on I-75 heading toward Dayton. That was a fun place to grow up.
Roger. Well, thank you for your comments, and yes, it is, it's a shame that we blame something. When someone does something evil, we have to spread the blame around, and like Bill said, it almost always comes up. It had something to do with whiteness. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, we're the easy target, and that's fine. We just have to rise above it. Don't let it bother us, because we are way better than that. We don't want to engage this. The more that we engage it, the more it becomes real. We look at the symptoms as the reporting. If that reporting is all lies, you have no idea if this is real or not. Chances are it's not. George Floyd was not. It's a lie. And so we just have to rise back above all of this, and we look for the goodness of the world and not the negativity of the world. Roger?
Roger, roger. Well, I have a statement. Let's see. I'm going to throw this out real quick. KS4CES put on the net locker. Can someone define mass shooting by the numbers? Question mark. There are gang shootings in Chicago which would apply if the MSM is trying to specify a number. Well, I can tell you, Christopher, law enforcement often says a mass shooting is three or greater. So two does not count, three counts. So by your terms, Chris, shooting every weekend in Chicago would be mass shooting because there's multiple shootings of three or greater people. However, the media is not going to say that because here's a city that has the strictest gun control of any city in the U.S., and it's normally always black-on-black shooting. So we're not going to bring that to light. So I hope that answers, and he says, yes, it does. I love it. All righty, this is Terry, Kilo, November 4, Mike, Papa Victor in Tennessee. Mr. Terry, what say you, over?
Harry in Tennessee, it's your turn, sir. I don't hear it, Bob.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. I kind of have a little bit of noise floor for some reason. Let me go to Jesse in Woodbury, Tennessee. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Romeo, are you with us? Over.
Jesse in Woodbury, it's your turn, sir.
K4KBR, back in here.
I say, which one are you? What's your first name? KBR, what's your first name?
First name is Jesse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's your turn there, Jesse. Go ahead.
I was asking somebody on the other frequency, what was the question for tonight?
No, it's just your turn. Have you got any comments for the net?
Jesse in beautiful downtown Pennsylvania. 54GXMC, what say you, over?
Well, hello, Mr. Bob, and everyone on the net. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray Anna Charlie for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Good evening, Mr. Bob, Mr. Bill, and all the other check-ins tonight. Beautiful signal so far coming in. I hope I'm doing well. Give me a quick report, and I'll keep you from having to say too much more at the moment. How am I coming in, Bob?
Roger, roger, Jesse, you're 30 over 9.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXNFC. My name is Jesse up here in the outer states of Pennsylvania. Well, I should say the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Let me get that right for everybody out there that needs to know, because I'm not letting this voter fraud take its toll. I'm going to be on top of this every day of my life. I am not going to let people live this down, because this is voter fraud all across this nation, and we all know it, and we see it, and we're here to represent it. And this is what it's all about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jesse, and thanks, Bob, for running the net tonight. Also appreciate that. Well, you know, I'm sitting here reading all kinds of news, and I'm so sick of it. Everything I look at has got that picture of that douchebag, that dude tripping down the staircase at the airport. Yeah, that guy, Sleepy Joe, or Cannot Step Joe. I'm not sure what it is anymore, but, you know, the fact is, this is what we have run this country. This is nothing but a dog and pony show, a horse and horse bucket racket. This is just, wait a minute, how did he put it? This is a horse and, I can't quote what he said. That'd be stupid for sure. Well, anyway, Sleepy Joe is out there tripping down staircases and ruining this country into the ground. And they're talking about on the 25th putting Harris in
charge. So, man, blind leading the blind. I don't know what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, but this country is gone to crap. And if you ain't prepared, you ain't swearing. Because right now, everybody out there needs to be prepared and staying on top of the game, because this whole Escalade is going to turn into something beyond comprehension if people don't wake up and start thinking, you know, smelling the coffee. I got this article there, Mr. Bob, I wanted to share with everybody real quickly, you know, and I think everybody's already read the news, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. The border crisis, it's got feds awarding $86 million in contracts to house migrant families. Ugh. Boy, I can't speak. That's how PO'd I am over this whole incident. Well, anyway, under the Biden administration, yeah, because he surely ain't our president, the Border Patrol is now a welcome wagon for the migrant families and the unaccompanied minor smugglers and the border to the border of the human trafficking cartel. Unlike the Trump administration, which had policies immediately returning to Mexico's nearly all illegal border crossers, Biden is now allowing children traveling alone and a majority of the migrant families to stay in the United States while their bogus asylum claims are processed. You know, there's no big outbreak of anything going on in their countries other than a few that is unreported. But anyway, the article goes further by saying there are abrupt changes in policies coupled with the Biden shutting down the construction of the President Trump border wall while promising amnesty for all illegal aliens has provoked a flood of migrants who are overwhelming the system. Well, go figure, guys. If you didn't think that was going to overwhelm the system, you need to be slapped, because that's, you know, the bottom line is, if you didn't know it, there's something wrong. Anyway, you know, that's what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is, Bob. It's a mess out here, and everybody needs to be aware of it and start waking up, because it's on. If you don't stay and recognize it, you won't in 2 months. This is KG4JC in the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Now I'm going to send it back to Mr. Bob, KHJOY. Thank you for running that, Bob.
Roger, roger, Jesse. Thank you for joining us. KG4GX in the sea, KHJOY. Let's see. From Moore, says Marty wants you to know, Jesse, your signal is booming into Johnstown, so... Do I have anything checking before I go back to the top of the list? This is KHJY.
WB9RWY.
Can you give it to me phonetically, please?
This is Bravo 9, radio with me, Jesse.
Does somebody have a better copy on that station to give me the call letters?
Tell him to give it again, I'll try.
I don't need
to
give the call letters again phonetically.
WP9RWY, Whiskey Bravo 9, Radio, Whiskey, Yankee, or?
I think you said Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo, Whiskey, Yankee, correct?
Roger, roger.
All right, give me just a moment to type it in real quick, and I will then see where we're at here. Let's see. Is there any chance I'm talking to James in Iron River?
Yes, that's James in Iron River. Over.
All righty. Well, I'm to you already. So, James, you have the frequency. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Okay, I've been... calling the congressman about these gun control bills, and they've I don't know if they're going heated or not, but mostly they're going to phone mail or voicemail. And but not only do the congressmen and the senators and the federal government, you should also call your local government in the state legislature. I even called the governor and told him I expect expect him to put our attorney general on these cases that are unconstitutional, especially if they are unenforceable. What do they think they're going to do? If it's unenforceable, if I can't do a private trade with somebody for a firearm, then how are they going to force it? I think they're just going to hold it, and in case you get into some other trouble, they'll add that on later. And so this is a problem that I see now. So then I asked also that you can't need a license for your Second Amendment. It's a right. You don't need a license to practice a right. If they're going to do that, then you're going to need a license to practice your First Amendment. And I don't see anybody talking about that. They'll say, well, that's only speech. I can't hurt anyone. How many times have you heard the pen is mightier than the sword over and over? So if you need a license to practice your Second Amendment, then I'm saying you're going to need a license to practice your First Amendment. So that's my comment from WB9RWI. Back to the net. Over.
Well, that is a very good comment, James. Whiskey Bob of Romeo Whiskey Yankee. That is a very good comment. I have made it a point to write to my senator and my House of Representatives here in Ohio, and I've written several times, and I've written about at House Resolution 1. I wrote letters about constantly saying that the January 6th was a riot, but all the riots last year were peaceful protesting. And I've also written about these different House resolutions that involve our weapons. And the only response I got was from the Democratic senator in the state of Ohio. And Ohio is a red state, but a blue senator. He said that he's doing what the people want, which is bullshit. No, he's not. But it's sad that's the only response I got, so, and you're right, we need to protect all of our rights, first, second, third, fourth, all of them, fifth. So, with that being said, let me see if I have anybody else. This is the Saturday Night The Real. Is there any other check-ins, over? Nothing heard before I go to the top of this. I have a quick article from Epic Times. I know we've talked about Epic Times. It is really a good newspaper. It does have a subscription, but it's not that costly. The article is up to 50% of the illegal immigrants estimated to have COVID-19, the National Sheriff's Association says. As concerns over the surge of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border grow, the National Sheriff's Association is calling on the Biden administration to secure their border and protect Americans. Among the dangers that come along with these thousands of illegal border crossings every month, which include, but not limited to, human trafficking, drug smuggling, potential terrorism, death at the hands of coyotes, bandits, and harsh weather, are also the complications to the Border Patrol, which they face in the COVID-19 pandemic associated with the draft border security resolution set for a vote in a meeting in Arizona in June. Up to 50% of the illegal immigrants are testing positive for COVID-19. Up to 50%, that's half of them. But we're letting them flood in. We are already seeing strain to the public health system of the border community. The suspension of deportations that led to the release of undocumented persons into border communities, where they have this really a responsibility to provide medical care for them if they are infected with COVID-19. So it's burning our states like Arizona and Texas to care for these people when they're allowing them to walk through the door. In February, Border Patrol apprehended over 100,000 illegal immigrants at the southern border and about 26,000 evaded capture, according to Jeff Jones, a former Texas Department of Public Safety captain who received the Provisional Border Patrol data. many of these crosses were not, were now our Minnetonka meets Miami. 9,457 in February alone who are unaccompanied minors. Now that's not a 2 or 3 year old, that is somebody that is under the age of 18. So this is truly, truly a problem. With that being said, let me go back to Mr. Larry. I gotta say hi to Laura first. Hi Laura, and to JTT and Mr. Martin, and to IRJ. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ KHLY.
All right, thank you, Bob. Adding on that border crossing, I saw a interview or kind of a news conference there from the Texas governor, and he says that Biden will not use ICE, the organization ICE, to take anyone out of the for border down there. All these immigrants or all these illegal aliens, they're not immigrants, they're illegal aliens coming across the border, are just being let go. The border patrol is, they can't stop them. There's 100,000 a month approximately coming across. They're going through Texas, they're going through places where the border wall has been stopped by Biden after the election. And they want to do away with the stop all the money for the border wall and send it back and not use the border wall construction at all. So they're basically letting people walk in freely, and like Bob said, with drugs, the drug cartels are running a lot of it down there. The people with the drug cartels are sending methamphetamines and everything else, and with all the immigrants or all of the illegal aliens that they're letting through, plus the governor there from Texas is really upset with the Biden administration for not helping any at all. They're just a free for all. They're just coming through with no stopping at all. Trump had them stopped. He had turned them around and went back into Mexico, and there wasn't any of this amnesty stuff at that time, and he was sending them back to their own countries there. So Trump was he was the greatest. There's no doubt about it. He worked all that out. He turned them around. Now we're going to have millions on top of millions coming in with no one stopping them. A lot of hospitals on the border are all going to go broke. They're going to have to shut down. It's what's been happening under all the Democratic organizations. They have to treat all these people free, and they just can't stand business doing that. So here's an article regarding a huge national debt, and it's by John J. Duncan Jr., and he talks about he was a senator from Tennessee, which I'm in Tennessee. He says, I'm a big fan of the author Eric Mantitos, and especially of his book Miracles, which I would recommend to anyone. He wrote a bestseller biography of the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer and a highly acclaimed biography of Martin Luther. His newest book, which I have not read but hope to, is entitled Fish Out of Water, about how out of place he felt as a working class kid among the rich at Yale, from which he graduated. However, I pulled out my copy of Bonhoeffer not from my theology, but because of what he wrote about the horrendous inflation that hit Germany in the 1920s. For Germany, 1923 was disastrous. The German mark, which had begun to slide 2 years earlier, went into free fall. In 1921, it dropped to 75 marks to the dollar. The next year, to 400, and by early 1923, it plunged to 7,000. But this was only the beginning of sorrows. The resultant economic turmoil would make the bleak conditions of a few months earlier look like the good old days. By August, a dollar was worth 1 million marks. And by September, August seemed like the good old days. By November 1923, a dollar was worth about 4 billion marks. And Germany, at that time, was thought to be the best, or at least one of the best, educated countries in the world. That inflation was one of the main things that led to the rise of Hitler. Sometime in the early 90s, I went to a presentation in Washington about what Argentina was doing to try to save its social security system, which was very similar to ours. They had been hit by such terrible inflation in the late 80s that grocery stores had to raise their prices on average every 4 hours. I thought of all this in relation to the drunken sailor spending the Congress has been doing over the last couple of years. Our national debt was about $3 trillion when I went to Congress in 1989. I thought that was too high. Now it's humanly incomprehensible, $28 trillion. Having risen a mind-boggling $6 trillion in the last couple of years, President Biden's so-called COVID-19 relief bill will add $1.9 trillion that we do not have to this debt. And most of it has nothing to do with coronavirus. If we were going to spend this much, we could have given about $5,700 to every man, woman, and child in the country. Instead, everyone making under $75,000 a year will get $1,400 checks on top of the earlier $600 payments. All of the rest of this money will be spent by government bureaucrats. Democrats believe that federal bureaucrats can spend your money in better ways than you can. The worst spending in this latest bill is $350 billion to bail out the high-tax states and cities that have forced so many of their citizens to move to low-tax states. The bulk of that money is going to the pious, holier-than-thou blue state governors and mayors who locked down their states and cities and thus now have the highest rates of unemployment. I am blessed to have 9 grandchildren all living in Knox County, ranging in age from 5 to 17. I know people love getting these checks from the government, but it is almost sinful how much debt we are piling on to our children and grandchildren. Simply printing more and more money has never worked yet in any country. If you operate a national government in such a fiscally irresponsible way, you end up with terrible inflation, terrible deflation, or worst of all, a combination of both. For some reason, too many seem to believe this country is immune from financial disaster. And he says, I hope they are right. So, this is unbelievable. The debt we're in, we can't even pay the interest off on this debt. It's getting so high. So, it's really unbelievable. So I'll stop it right there. Bob, thank you for running the net also and then enjoying the net. This is K8JY from N4ROQ Larry in Tennessee. Back to the Liberty Net.
Thank you, Mr. Larry. I'd like to have you with us at 4ROQ KHOI. I'm going to go down to Mr. Bill again. KO4FE, KHOI, what do you have for us, Mr. Bill?
Okay, KAHJOY, True Liberty Net from KO4FE. Well, Bob, you know, sometimes I think the media in this country is just intent on driving everybody insane. And this Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue that's coming out, I don't buy that damn magazine. I don't know why anybody does, but apparently there's some dopey sports fans out there that buy it. But anyway, they're going to have this as a half-white, half-Japanese, grossly obese woman dressed. I mean, you've seen some overweight women on Sports Illustrated, but this one's, I mean, this woman truly fits into the category of a total land whale. I mean, she's got to weigh 300 pounds. But anyway, they're putting her on in the swimsuit issue. for 2021. In addition to her, they're going to get got this 57-year-old woman with gray hair, and then they got the first black Asian transgender to pose for the issue. I mean, this is unbelievable. It's almost like they put this stuff out just to see how far they can push these football fans into buying their magazine. I mean, it's really unbelievable. They said, wait, it said months ahead of its July launch, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is already revealing some of the models who will reveal, will appear in its pages, and on Thursday introduced the first ever Asian curve model or plus size model to pose for the magazine. Yumi Nu, a Japanese-Dutch model, singer, sports writer, songwriter, will make her swimsuit issue debut with the 2021 issue and pose in a series of bikinis and one-piece bathing suits for her glamorous, we're calling it a glamorous sports shoot. I would think it's not glamorous to me. It's like going to a circus freak show. And she says the fact that Sports Illustrated Swimsuit has the platform that they have and they choose to focus their power on inclusivity means so much to me, she told People this week. Women of all ages, sizes, and colors are represented, and it was one of the first big publications to do that. I can see their heart is authentic in making the world a more diverse place. Then he got a picture of this woman. I mean, she's got to go 300. I mean, she don't even pass the belly test. And for those who don't know what the belly test is, that's where the gut sticks out further than the boots. We used to joke about some of these women truck drivers who used to come into the fracking site. But anyway, we used to, most of them were overweight, not all of them, but we used to apply the belly test to them. But anyway, continuing with the article, it says that in addition to singing and writing songs since she was 12, Yumi has 12 years of plus-size modeling experience. And Will Blukey, I don't know what that is, an ethnically sourced plus-size clothing line later this year. She did her shoot for the magazine in Tampa, Florida in December and said her favorite memory from the experience was a huge rainstorm that interrupted the shoot. But anyway, she doesn't hold herself to any traditional beauty standards, well that's obviously gracefully unapologetic for seeing herself as a powerful, beautiful, and sensual woman. I have no doubt she's powerful, probably very powerful when she walks into a McDonald's restaurant or any other fast food. Very good to probably get out of her way, let her get some of those double hamburgers or something. Beautiful, I think the jury is out on that. Sensual, I don't know. She shows up for women in a strong way. I don't think most women want to look like this woman. That's just my personal opinion based on the women I know. Most women that are overweight are on diets trying to lose the weight. She's on a mission to end the conversation about limiting women in the industry. Not only is she stunning, I don't know who's writing this nonsense, and an extraordinary model, but she radiates warmth and the kind of energy that we will always want around. I guess that's Sports Illustrated talking. I don't know. This is just more evidence of a society that's lost its mind at the KO4FE. And then he got a picture of some old woman with gray hair. Claims to be 57. She looks older than that. I'd say maybe 67. I mean, she's built all right for a woman her age, but she's still got that gray hair. I don't know. It's just not very appealing. Then they throw in the transgenders on top of that. I mean, that's just, yeah, the guys are going for that. Yeah, there's the transgender there. Oh, God. This damn world's going out of its mind. Sports Illustrated. It's just unbelievable. Now, they do put in a couple normal women. They look pretty good, typical bathing suit models. But, yeah, that's what you're getting, 300-pound women that aren't even attractive, transgenders, and old women that look like they're on Social Security. This is what they think women, guys are attracted to. This is the kind of women they think guys want. I don't know. It's like turning into a freak show. Well, anyway, I've had enough of that story. Let's move on to Bill Gates. Bill Gates says he buys green aviation fuel, uses solar panels on his homes, and eats synthetic meat to reduce his carbon footprint, as he stresses the importance of consuming less. Yeah, a billionaire, probably one of the richest men in the world. He's worried about consuming less. Yeah, I wonder how much of this green aviation fuel he uses. Probably has like 2 solar panels on his house. Probably supplies 0.001% of his electricity. And I'm sure he's eating this synthetic meat constantly. But anyway, it says Bill Gates says he buys green aviation fuel, eats synthetic meat, and uses solar panels at his home, and a lot more, in a bid to consume less and reduce his carbon footprint. Writing on Reddit during his 9th Ask Me Anything, the billionaire fielded an assortment of questions asking him for advice on how to best tackle climate change. God, when asked what he specifically was doing to reduce his own footprint, Gates highlighted his breakthrough energy as he stressed the importance of innovation and being what will make it possible to provide services to everyone without emissions. Gates added, on a personal level, I'm doing a lot more. I'm driving electric cars. I have solar panels on my house. And I eat synthetic meat some of the time. I buy green aviation fuel. I'd like to see exactly how much green aviation fuel he eats and how much synthetic meat. And I'd like to know exactly how many solar panels he's got in relation to how much energy he actually uses. I help finance electric heat pumps on low-cost buildings, on low-cost housing to replace natural gas. I plan to fly a lot less now. Well, that's one thing he could do, fly less. I mean, doesn't need to take... Why doesn't he fly commercial? That would cut his energy use. Let's see. What else is he talking about? He says, use green products like electric cars and synthetic meat. Let me see if there's anything else worth talking about here. Let's see. He says, I don't think the poorest 80 countries will be eating any synthetic meat. I do think all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic meat. Gates told the MIT Technology Review. He says you can get used to the taste difference, and the claim is that we're going to make it taste even better over time. Eventually, that green premium is modest enough that you can get that sort of change to people. I don't know, this isn't written very well. But anyway, so he's, you got to eat that synthetic meat. The reports I heard on it was it wasn't very good. And God only knows what's in it. All the chemicals. And I don't know. You know, this is just all virtue signaling and fostering. Great, you know, Bill Gates could cut his energy consumption by shutting down some of his mansions and getting rid of a few dozen rooms off of his biggest mansion and riding a bicycle or something and getting rid of his private jet, then he wouldn't even have to buy any fuel. I don't know. These guys, they're a joke. This guy, I'm sure Bill Gates uses more power than the average town. But if you throw up three few solar panels and eat some synthetic meat, you can act like you're really doing something. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
So, Phil, what is synthetic meat? Would that be like the Burger King Impossible Whopper, that Fancy Burger? Is that what synthetic meat is, over?
Yeah, I guess. I've never tried one of those synthetic Whoppers. I don't think I will. I've watched some YouTube videos where the people were trying out this synthetic meat, and they didn't think it was any good.
Toilet green. Well, I'm not going to eat one, that's for sure. But all righty, thanks, Bill. KO4FE-KHLY. Let me get down here in West Virginia. November 8th, Kilo, Lima, Quebec. Mr. Tim, it's up to you.
Number 2. Yeah, I hope you can hear me. You're starting to, the conditions are changing, your signal's really dropping. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. I hear you okay.
Hey, roger that. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm not hearing everything in there, but just to say this, that, you know, the more that we focus on the negative, the more that we bring it front and center in our life. And I know it's a difficult thing to read the headlines and to hear all the stuff, and it is not a reflection of reality. That's the reality, that's someone else's reality that they're trying to push upon us. But it's not real. So by default, what we believe becomes our reality. If we believe what we're told, then by default, you are living someone else's reality. When we aspire toward a higher understanding of who we are as individuals, as conscious individuals, as energetic, conscious beings of an eternal nature, when we start to understand that, then we start to aspire and to awaken and to ascend to a greater understanding. And so, on that note, I'm just going to turn it back over to Net Control. This is N3WZS in beautiful Piney Point, Maryland. Back over to you, Bob.
Alrighty, Mark, thank you. It's beautiful Piney Point, Maryland. November 3, Whiskey Zulu Sierra, KHOI. Let me run down to Terry in Tennessee. Kilo November 4, Mike Papa Victor.
I don't hear anyone there.
Alrighty, thank you. Let me go to the next Tennessee station in Woodbury, Tennessee. Kilo 4, Juliet,
Bravo Romeo, Mr. Jeff, it's up to you.
Jesse in Woodbury, it's your turn, sir, if you're there. I don't hear anything, Bob.
All right, let's see. We're running out of people. I'm going to stop at Mr. Christopher, Kilo November 4, Zulu Echo Sierra. He is a listener only. He doesn't have the transmit capabilities at the moment. So I'm going to say good evening to him again. And Mr. Christopher, is there something you want me to throw out there? Send it to me on the Netlogger. With that being said, I'll go to the Jeff in Pennsylvania. Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie.
Okay, very good, Bob. And the Saturday Night Liberty Net, this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie. With a breath of fresh air. Well, Mr. Bob, I tell you, I've only focused on the news right before I get on the Liberty Net most of the time, and I try to do it every Wednesday night and Saturday night, and that's the only two times I actually get the opportunity to even pay attention to the news, for the most part. And when I do, I still believe half of what I see and none of what I hear. And I will sit here and I think about this whole situation with, you know, what we make of it, and to the individual's comment earlier, you know, when gas prices go up, it hits my pocket. I don't know how people are not supposed to recognize that and understand why it's happening. Let's see, when Keystone Pipeline people lose their jobs, that's reality. And you know what? It makes me sad to know that people are losing their lifestyle and their savings and everything else when it comes to what this executive order has done to the Keystone Pipeline in general. I tell you. And for McDonald's, no, not McDonald's, Burger King Burgers, yep, synthetic beef. I just wanted to comment on that briefly. Well, McDonald's still has the most non-decayable burger around, as far as I know. I haven't tried Burger King, but I will say their synthetic burgers reminds me of the movie Soylent Green. If you don't know what that is, go watch the movie, because I don't know what they're trying to feed us. They've been pushing vaccines and everything else on us, and I tell you, reality check is here. I tell you, I wanted to go into some of these news articles, but you know, not a whole lot of them really get my attention right now. But I will say this, the recall of Gavin Newsom, the California governor, is almost certain after they got enough signatures in California hoping to do a recall on him. So, touche for California for doing the right thing. Anyway, I'll just kind of hold it down for the time being, and hopefully the band still seems like it's doing pretty good, Bob. So, oh, by the way, and thanks again for running the net, and good to see everybody in there, Miss Lauren, Mr. Marty, and Mr. Larry, and Mr. Bill also, and all the other check-ins tonight. I don't have the list in front of me, so hey, good to hear everybody. This is KG4ZXC, and I'll send it back up to you, Bob. K8JOY, and the Saturday Night Living Net. Over to you.
Thank you, Jesse. I understand for some people that I was having dinner with tonight that they needed like 1.2, 1.3 million signatures to recall him, and they got over 2 million signatures. Over.
Yeah, I was checking that out, and you know, that goes to show you that if Newsom can be recalled, so can the Supreme Court justices as well as anybody else. If they can do it to a non-sitting president, they can do it to anybody.
Yeah, maybe California will get their head out of their butt. It's interesting, you know, there's often some talk about the pendulum, and the pendulum is really swinging hard to the left, but it's eventually going to cancel them, like Newsom, like Cuomo. So hopefully, if that pendulum does get to swing the other direction, before it becomes a communist or socialist pendulum, we will survive this. That's all I can hope. With that being said, let me go to James in Iron River, Wisconsin. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Mr. James, what do you have to say on round number two?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Okay, thank you, Bob. This is
WZ9RWY. I kind of think someone doubled with me, but I don't know what they said. Over.
I have to agree with most of the reality. However, I'm just sitting here minding my own business. And they're dragging me into their fake world, and this is where you have to do something about it. Now, when I told my representative in Congress, I told her that
I can't tell whether someone is speaking, so can I get maybe either Larry or Jesse to tell me?
Yes, he's speaking.
That's the bottom line. They want to change the Constitution, that's how they got to do it. About Bill Gates on climate. What does Bill Gates know about climate? He doesn't know anything. He's pretty handy with logic circuits and software. But what the heck does he even know about climate? Thermodynamics. I think he needs to concentrate more on making computers that don't go out to sea. Don't have to be thrown out of the crash. Like, you can get piled up in landfills, recycled, or whatever. If he cares about the environment, then his product should be usable in government. They're not that good on the environment either. They take a lot of energy to make. There's rare materials in the batteries. And, providing power to the people. There's losses all around the world. So that's just the first idea. If you want to look at that, but it's not going to be very one thing. The carbon dioxide, you think you're saving? That's not so bad. We need carbon dioxide. More would be better. We throw it in off the plant with this thing. And they say, we're fine, we need more. Don't be so stingy with the carbon dioxide. The plants are loving it, and it's great for the environment. They got the wrong thinking, but they eliminate it. That's what I'm afraid if they want it to eliminate. We need it. We need carbon dioxide. And we need more. So bad. It's good for the plant. That's all I've got to say. Mr. Landoff, WHCAI, this is WZ9RWY. Over.
Back to you, Bob.
Alrighty. Thank you, James. It's a real tough for me to hear you in Ohio. So you're kind of weak there, but thank you for joining us tonight and joining in on the conversation from Iron River. I got a message here that says Mr. Ritchie tried to shout out, so I'm going to look for Mr. Ritchie. KB2DMD, KAJOY.
KAJOY, and the group is KB2DMD.
You're pretty weak to me. I could just pull you out. I'm going to go look for you on an SDR.
I hear you fine down here, Rich.
Yeah, you're really booming in too, Jesse, so I guess the band is a little bit warm. Well, I don't really have much. I got a big kick out of Joe Biden falling down this guy was going through the plane. That was fun to watch. He needs to be in a nursing home so bad, doesn't he, Chuck?
Yeah, Roger. Hey, I seen that. I was going to say, Rich, did the wind blow him down or what?
Oh,
wow. Yeah, that's more like it. Hey, Bob, you got Rich in there now?
A little bit. I know you guys are talking about Sleepy Sloppy Joe tripping up the steps and not down them, but I like what he said, President Harris, while he was being interviewed twice the other day.
Oh, he was talking about how Harris was interviewed twice, you know, as being the president.
Yeah. I remember all of that. Actually, I remember last year listening to the Rush Limbaugh program at lunchtime, and Rush played a clip of him referring to Kamala Harris as President Harris. And apparently he's done that a few times since then, Freudian slip or what. But yeah, well, apparently in the industry, the guy doesn't know what he's doing, what he's on. You know, he's shot, you know, he can't, he told Putin he can't be involved in a debate. Putin challenged him to a debate. And the spokesman or spokesperson or whatever responded that, Mr. Biden, doesn't have the time. Yeah, he's just too busy taking a nap. And you know, Jesse, apparently foreign heads of state have called the White House to speak with our president. And it's been locked because, I guess Donald Trump's number is listed now. You're not going to get Trump on the phone. I guess they want to speak to our state president, our Sony president. And they're told, please hold for Kamala Harris. And they say, who? Because I even talked to foreign heads of state. Like I keep saying, Jesse, it really won't take much. All we have to do is resist. The place to start is with these stinking masks. I'll tell you, the whole crummy house of cards is going to fall down on itself, brother.
Well, Rich, I was just going to tell you that it looks like it's been crumbling or slowly around them. If they keep adding a little bit more milk, I'm sure it will before it's said and done.
He's alienating more and more of his own people, but from the West and from the Democratic Party with every passing day. I think a lot of people would even voted for him just out of hatred for Donald Trump more than anything, are now just saying to themselves, what the hell did I do? What did I do? Union people, everybody, he's losing support rapidly. He gives a speech and gets like 1,000 views. That's just ridiculous. In a country with a population the size of ours, to get 1,000 views, that means even the people that voted for him aren't watching him. I guess the number of votes he really got was probably around, I'm thinking, 2,800 to 3,500 votes. Even the people that voted for him aren't paying attention to anything he's doing.
Well, I've seen the YouTube video, Rich, KB2 DMD KT4ZXC and the Saturday Night Living Net. Throw that in there real quick. But yeah, I seen a video where they broke down every clip, Rich, of all the
disastrous media broadcast that he did, including the one where they was going to ask him for questions, and then they just shut it off. Oh my God. I mean, this is a blundering mess of a circus. I mean, I don't think you could fabricate this in Hollywood, even if you tried, right?
No, you couldn't, Jesse. I'm not going to tie it up with you too long, because I know there's others in the group that are waiting, and I really don't have much. But now that you bring that up, I'm reminded. Oh, praise God. We serve a prayer answering God, don't we, Jesse? I'm reminded of the Challenge Ministries Concerts of Prayer, where we prayed that the Lord God would bring the agents of Satan to ridicule. Holy mackerel! Do we serve a prayer answering God or what? This guy has brought to ridicule like nobody in previous history. Over.
Well, I'm going to have to do a little bit more research, but I agree 100% with you on that. All right, well, Rich, let me hand it back up to Bob, and thanks for being there tonight. It's great to hear you, sir, and I read everything Lima Charlie on your transmission, so I'm sure a lot of other people heard you as well. So, hey, thanks, Rich.
Always good to see you, buddy. You take care. I'll be listening after a little while. I got a few things to do here in the shack. And 7-3-5. I'm listening. This is KB2GM from Baxter.
Hi, Rich, and God bless you and the family. This is KG4ZXC, clear with KB2DMD, Rich, in the eastern part of Pennsylvania. And I'll send it back up to Bob, K8JOY, in the Saturday Night Living Net. Take it away, Bob.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for the cue. So between you and Richie, the signals came in a little bit better at the end of that cue. So. Let me see if anybody else is a late check-in before I start the 73 round. Excuse me, this is KHAY for the Real Liberty Net.
KD0RSA.
Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. It's a pleasure to hear you in there. You're a little light to me, but what do you have to say tonight?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, this is KD0RSA. This government, the whole government, is a disaster. And so when you talk about the government, be sure and put in the word disaster, because that's what they are. They are a disaster. And so that's my opinion, of course, but they are a disaster. The whole bunch is a disaster, and that includes some of the Republicans also. They're a disaster. I think they're a whiny bunch and won't stand up and do the right thing for the Constitution. So I'll get off my high horse and I'll turn it back to you, Bob. KD0RSA, over.
All righty, Mr. Moe, I appreciate your input. Yes, there's a lot of rhinos out there. We got to get this country back on track. It's going to be difficult, but we got to do it. Over.
Roger, roger. Don't pay attention to what they tell you to do, and just keep on doing what Trump was had going as much as possible. KD0RSA, back to you, Bob.
All righty, sir. It's a pleasure again to hear you out there in Nebraska. So I'm going to go back up to the top of the list and start the 73 round. Mr. Larry, I'm going to pass it to you. And for ROQ, K-A-H-J-O-Y.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Yeah, I've got a good article, I believe, here from Health and Wellbeing. This is a Knoxville small paper that's being put out, and there's an article by Dr. Jim Ferguson. I like to read him. He's a really smart doctor, a medical doctor that's retired. And he's talking about fools, F-O-O-L-S. He says, fools don't change, don't take correction, don't take responsibility, and don't adjust to truth. Instead, they skew to the facts and rewrite history to justify their behavior. And that was written by Henry Cloud, C-L-O-U-D. So we got a lot of fools out there. That's mainly what he's putting this in here for.
in his article, he said, did you know that they haven't even spent $1 trillion left over from last year's stimulus, and 85,000 of Obama's infrastructure stimulus in 2009 just went to unions, public sector teachers, to donate money to Democrats. We don't need more spending in Washington. We need to open up the schools and American businesses. Now, skipping on down, it says, these days, most who once labeled themselves as Democrats are actually socialists, leftists, and progressives. The latest spending boondoggle is labeled as the most progressive legislation in history, as if that's an accolade. Progressives believe in even larger government, redistribution of wealth, like $1,400 going to felons in prison with IPOTUS stimulus, universal health care, a living wage, and that a man is perfectible by feeding and educating the masses. Moving on down, what fool would argue that an open border with sex and drug trafficking and a humanitarian crisis is good for Americans or victims? One Texas town recently found that 25% of illegals tested positive for COVID. What fool denies what he or she sees and believes Biden has the capacity to manage this country? IPOTUS is a figurehead and just signs what is put in front of him. And look at that, a lot of people are saying what everyone's talking about. It says, what fool would still listen to the World Health Organization, which is controlled by China, and what fool would believe in windmills and solar could provide enough energy? Apparently, IPOTUS, he's talking about the president, handlers want America again dependent on Middle Eastern oil. Are there fools who want to go back to the energy policy during Jimmy Carter's disastrous presidency? The IPOTUS climate czar, John Kerry, says the climate catastrophe is coming in 9 years and America can't prevent the apocalypse. The vicious AOC said that much the same thing. Who believes biological men should compete against biologic women? Should these gender-identifying women share public bathrooms or showers with our daughters and granddaughters? IPOTUS seems to think so from his executive order. Who believes Tennesseans should financially bail out poorly run New York, Illinois, and California governments? I guess fools would raise their hands in the affirmative. I'm sorry for this Paulo medical diatribe. He's got some good words. Diatribe. But this revolutionary is mad as hell. So he's talking about himself. Well, I think we need to be. I mean, this liberal socialist group, that's in there and stole the election, has just turned said, we want to make America come together and all this, and then all he's doing is signing all these executive orders to turn everything around that Trump worked for 4 years, and which were great things that he worked for. It's unbelievable. So thanks for running the net, Bob. You're doing a great job, and good to hear everyone in there. Always enjoy it. KAJLY from N4ROQ on the Liberty Net.
Thank you, Larry. And you talk about the executive orders. Last I heard, there was 47 executive orders by Joe Biden. I'm sure it's more by now. But he went into that office, and he bypassed legislation. He bypassed everything to jam his thoughts down the American people's throat. That is so wrong. He really has taken advantage of us. Mr. Bill, I have to say, the 2018 swimsuit edition, that voluptuous Ashley Graham, I don't know how your belly test was, but she was kind of flat in the belly, but what a butt on her. I just had to put that out there. So, Mr. Bill, what do you have for the 73 round? KO4FEKHLY. Mr. William, are you with us? KO4FEKHLY.
Mr. Bill, KO4FE, it's your turn, sir, if you're copying.
He's asleep.
I don't believe he's in there, Bob.
Yep, I think you're right. Let's see. Mr. Mark, November 3, Whiskey Zulu Sierra from Tiny Point. What do you have for the 73 round?
Well, hey there. So, yeah, 73 to everyone. This is a very challenging time that we live in. There is no doubt about that. And what we are being shown is deceit at a level that we never thought was possible. In fact, it brings to mind the fact that, you know, we've been lied to about everything our entire lives. And COVID is just another thing. You know, COVID cannot even be tested for because they've not isolated the antibody. So when they say they're testing, they're not testing for anything. It's unfortunate, but it's true. There's a doctor out there, Andy Kaufman, you may have heard of him, and then there's a Dr. Buttar, you may have heard of him. If not, you should look them up and research them. They have great explanations in as far as what they actually are acquiring with this test, and it's not what you think it is. So anyways, beyond that, you know, this challenging time that we are presented, it is so important that we maintain a very positive perspective. We have to focus not on the things that we can't change, but on the things that we can directly control, which is our thoughts and our minds. And to be a benefit to the world, we honestly have to demonstrate to the world what we want to see in the world. We know that there are people out there that they lose their jobs, they lose their livelihood. I've been in that boat, been there, done that. And every time it's happened, well, it's opened up new doors. And it's true now, just as it was true for me years ago. So no matter what the situation may seem, when there is nothing that is set, then anything is possible. And that's the way that what it is. We are fed the most negative rhetoric that's ever been. And we need to turn that around because, as I said, when nothing is sure, anything is possible. And on that, this is N3WZS in beautiful Piney Point, Maryland on the Potomac Shores. Back to net. And thank you for doing the net, Bob. Doing a great job. And let me turn it back over to you.
All righty, Mark. Thank you. N3WZS. And while you're throwing out names, let me throw one your way. A Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Cleveland, Ohio. She is a doctor since the 80s. She studies viruses. It is a great listen from her as she talks about this vaccination and her recommendation of not taking it, but it's definitely a good listen. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. So thank you, Mark. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Let me go to Jesse. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Romeo in Woodbury, Tennessee. Mr. Jesse, what do you have for the 73 round?
I'm sorry, which Jesse did you go to there, Bob?
I was looking for the one in Tennessee in Woodbury. Kilo 4, Juliet to Bravo, Romeo.
Okay, the Jesse in Woodbury, if you're available, it's your turn, sir, in Solaro Key Relay. I believe he's checked out there, Bob.
All righty, well then we'll go to the one and the only Jesse, Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray in a Charlie,
Mr. Jesse in Pennsylvania. What do you have for the 73 route, sir?
Well, hello again, Mr. Bob, and everyone on the net. This is KG4ZXNLC. How's the great fraudulent voter state of Pennsylvania once again for the Saturday Night Liberty Net?
Well, very good, Bob.
Still coming in reasonable and a little noisy now. I don't know where the noise is picking up. Hello, Mr. Larry. Good to hear you, sir. Hope you and your mom's doing fine, and I wanted to say that before I forgot. Yeah, it's very interesting. I think Mr. Mark up there in Maryland said that, we all got to keep a positive attitude and positive mindset, in general. And yes, we do. I agree with that 100% because, if we don't start thinking positive on how to fix the problem, we can gripe about it all day long. It doesn't solve nothing. But it is good to know that, we have the ability to get some of the information out there, even if most of it is published as fake news anymore. And you got to do your research. You can't just blow it off. But, keep positive, dude. Everybody, stay vigilant. Stay on top of the game and try not to let this depress you. And everybody out there, just keep a good positive attitude. That's the best we can do for right now because, they always say it gets worse before it gets better. Well, I'm afraid that may be the case, but can't change it. But I am keeping a positive attitude, Bob, and I hope everybody else says and does the same. With that, I am KG4ZXNC, just down in the state of Pennsylvania once again. Back to KHAOY and the Great Liberty Net. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for passing it back to me for the Great Liberty Net. KG4ZXNC, KHAOY. Let me see about James in Iron River. Mr. James, Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Sir, what do you have for the 73 round? Over.
SDR because it was really struggling, but thank you for being with us tonight. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Down to Mr. Ritchie, KV2, DMD. Mr. Ritchie, what do you have to close for us tonight? Over on the 73 round.
Yeah, we're contact to a relay.
Yeah, go ahead, Rich.
Donald Trump. A lot of people that died from it,
comorbidity, pre-existing conditions, very old, poor things, this whole thing is not what they're telling you it is. The vaccine is just to let people know. And I really do think that once we get that truth out there, this is going to be the undoing of this thing. The whole thing hinges on COVID as a control mechanism. Once we get past that, the rest of it depends on itself. Good to see you, Jesse. God bless you and your household as well. Bye. The rest of the fellows out here, always good to see you. See you next time, God willing. So my name is J.O.Y. with KG4's vaccine. To take it, this is KB2DMD with 73.
Okay, very good, Rich, and hey, God bless you and your family as well, and thank you for being here tonight. It's always a pleasure hearing from you. And you know, I agree. If this is forgotten, then America has fallen, and everybody needs to understand that for sure. Thank you, Rich, and I appreciate it. Hope to hear you Wednesday as well.
Clear with KB2DMD, and I'm KG4ZXE
in the Saturday Night Living Net. Back up to Mr. Bob, KHJOY.
Thank you, Jesse. I did hear Mr. Ritchie and about how America's gone to sleep. I hope we wake up. We've got to make a change. That is the same how we've kind of let this go. And last but not least, Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, you're the last one on my list. What are your final words, over?
KD0RSA, well, you really went down the mud. I suppose I'm down there too, but Jesse's coming in just like he's heading right here in the living room. Anyway, I appreciate getting on the net with you fellas. I was down to a local gun shop a couple of days ago, and he was telling me that a fellow from a neighboring town came in there and wanted him to sell 5,000 rounds of primer for him, or sell 5,000 primers for him. And he said he couldn't sell them, and the fellow started walking out the door, and another fellow followed him out. I don't know who the other fellow was. He didn't tell me. Maybe he didn't know either. Whoever the other fellow was that followed him out of there, he bought all 5,000 of them and gave 25 cents a piece for them. Well, that's about three times more than they're worth on the market, or four times more, maybe. But anyway, they was complaining in the gun shop that was mighty high for paying for primers. Well, if you go into a civil war and you can't get the things, 25 cents ain't going to make a difference of what they cost. You just got to have them. You got to have them. So I guess that's the way that goes. The police down here are turning their federal guns in, and plus they're turning in their machine gun and buying their own weapons. I was there when the fella ordered two of the weapons for the police because he couldn't get six of them. So he was getting two of them. So they're getting the weapons for the police privately as soon as they can. So that's the way that's going up here in Nebraska. Anyway, I don't have much else to add. I didn't know it, but we got an electrical storm in here someplace. Up high, evidently, it's turned my yard light on and off. Sometimes the yard light's off and sometimes it's on. So that's a sign of lightning here. So I'll just turn back to you, Bob, and you might have to relay me in, Jesse. KD0RSA, back to net, over.
Okay, Mo, we heard you over here, so I'll pass it on back up to Mr. Bob. K-H-J-O-Y, that was Mr. Mo. Back to you, sir.
All righty. Mr. Mo, I heard you well. That's an interesting story about those primers. And you're right. It ain't going to matter how much they cost if we have some type of a civil disturbance. That is a true statement. Mr. Mo, God bless you. Take care. Thank you for joining. In fact, thank you for all that joined us tonight, including Miss Laura, who's not transmitting, and Mr. Christopher, who's not transmitting. So I'm going to close the net. But before I do, I'm going to ask if there's any last comments. Over. Nothing heard, so as I close the window of this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabas a good night wherever she is. Hopefully she'll return my voice to me, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening. And 73, to all tonight's Liberty Netters, such as Mr. Victor, W1WTR, Mr. Marty, our net controller, and to IRJ, Miss Laura, that tolerates Mr. Marty, and to JTTF, because they are absent. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. God bless America and all of you that are with us tonight. This is Kilo Alpha 8 Juliet Ocean Yankee. Good night.
Good night, Bob. Thank you very much. I hope W1WCR Vic is okay and listening, and hope he continues to get better there. So take care then, Florida.
Hi, 73's Mr. Bob. God bless you, sir. And yeah, if anything comes up, give me a call. And good evening, Mr. Larry. I didn't get to say hello yet, but hello.
Hello. How you doing, Mr. Jesse? You're sounding bodacious tonight, sir.